This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We measure the health of the American economy all kinds of ways on this program. New housing starts, gross domestic product, retail and unemployment. Also, pawn shops. Cash America, the biggest pawn shop company in this country, said today profits probably won't be as good as everybody's expecting. Is it the rising economy or general consumer confidence? Something the Fed is doing with interest rates? I don't know. Michael Mack is the owner of Max Pawn in Las Vegas, Nevada. Mike, it's good to have you here.
Great to be here.
Let me test a premise here with you. The conventional wisdom is that when the economy is doing well, pawn shops don't, and vice versa. First of all, is that true?
No, not necessarily. Pawn shops do well in most every economy. We loan more money in the downturn. We sell more merchandise in the upside economies. So, you know, we try to hedge ourselves both ways.
So what do you see coming in the door nowadays?
Well, you know, the demand for loans is still there. We are not seeing the higher end demand. We mainly cater to the lower and middle class. And since the big crunch, we've seen a lot more higher end clientele on the lending side. People that, you know, normally would use traditional banking sources that, you know, if they needed a $10,000 or $20,000 loan to pay their property tax or their private schooling or...
You see people coming in pawning $10,000 worth of stuff?
You know, we've seen some big collateral automobiles. We've taken in some planes over the years. We've taken a lot of crazy items over the years. I'm a fourth-generation pawnbroker.
Do you, every time you take one of those crazy items, do you kind of cross your fingers and go, all right, man, I hope this works out?
You know, that's the difference between, I think, the new age pawnbroker and the old school pawnbroker. The old pawnbroker was happy when that asset fell out so he could make a score and make a big retail. But our asset really is the client. We want the customer to come back, pick up their collateral, and hopefully use us again for another type of loan.
Do you in Las Vegas see different things than people in New York City and Atlanta and wherever?
Well, you know, it's all based on the interest rates. When you raise the interest rates too high, you lose a bigger and bigger market share of your loan customer. I think Nevada has a fair rate, and we in Las Vegas are a 24/7 town, so we have a higher demand for cash.
Yeah.
But we do have some of the best pawn shops in the U.S. right here in Las Vegas.
Just hearing you mention interest rates, are you paying a lot of attention to what Ben Bernanke and the Fed are doing?
We sure are.
Are you really? That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'd like to borrow from traditional banking sources as well. And so if Bernanke raises rates, we're going to be affected by those rate changes as well.
When big companies like Cash America say that their growth has slowed, that they're going to report lower than expected profits, does that trickle down to you, the owner-operator of your own store? Or is it that – are they having their own corporate problems?
Well, you know – Cash America is a fine-run company. I would never discount what's happening there. I believe that a lot of their effect has been the price of gold. A lot of the big public companies, as well as myself, have depended on that gold rush and where people were selling gold off, you know, at a high price. You know, gold's taken a big dip, of course, this year.
Mm-hmm.
That easy business of taking gold, refining it, making money, making a profit margin is over.
I imagine when you need some spare cash, you don't wind up going to a pawn shop, do you?
Well, if I did, I know where to go.
Michael Mack is the owner of Max Pawn in Las Vegas. Thanks very much for your time, Mike.
Thank you.